welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everyone's having an absolutely blessed day. Hope you guys had a wonderful weekend, and hope you enjoyed the show on Friday on the Hagman Report. Doug and I were on for an hour, and we were discussing various things that were occurring all around the world. And just kind of giving everybody my personal opinion on what we're starting to see and what's been going on. If you guys remember, for the last 2 weeks, I've really been saying, if this thing really is as big as we think it is, and they're downplaying it like it appears they are, we need to watch Shanghai and what happens over there. And if you guys saw the news now, basically, from the Taiwan news, and I had to hit like three or four different news outlets over there because nobody's talking about this really mainstream at all. Alternative media is just starting to realize what's happening. Beijing announced yesterday they're going to lock down the city. Shanghai, as of this morning, followed suit and said it will be implementing closed-off management measures for the communities in the city. On Monday morning, the Shanghai city government announced that closed community management implemented in the metropolitan complexes, added most of the communities have implemented tight restrictions on entering and exiting any facilities. Shanghai joins three other top-tier Chinese cities that have gone into lockdown mode: Beijing, Tianjin, and Chongqing. Zhu, who's basically the head of the health division over there, Center for Disease Control in Shanghai, has said the measures include strict controls over those coming and going. Those must enter must register and have their temperatures checked. The first ring is strict controls on all major entryways into the city, including airport, railway, roads, and waterways. Those entering these areas must first have their temperature checked. If they have a fever, they are immediately quarantined to a clinic. The second is the prevention of proliferation within communities by coordinating with police stations and community health centers and going door to door to interview residents. This has basically gotten serious over there right now. There's a video that surfaced on Twitter that I'll post up on the website. Basically, it allegedly looks like it's from this morning. And it's somebody with a cell phone camera inside a clinic or hospital area, and there are guys in full bio suits, and they are dragging in Chinese citizens, not dead citizens, fully coherent and very alert and very angry Chinese citizens. As some part of the video, three and four of these biosuit individuals are having to drag them leg to arm into the facility while these people are kicking and screaming and yelling and flailing, trying not to be drugged into the center. I have no idea what's going on in this facility, nor why these people are so adamantly opposed about not going in this facility. One can only speculate, but it definitely appears that the narrative they're telling us of 900 people out of, you know, 2 billion people now in the whole country have died, appears to not be accurate whatsoever. Is for them to shut down Beijing and Shanghai this weekend is showing, I think, the entire world that this is not a joke anymore and something really, really, really big is going on over there, and the rest of the world is being lied to and this situation is being downplayed, Dad.
You know, Austin, that TV, that movie series, Resident Evil, with the Umbrella Corporation, you know, their logo is basically the Umbrella Corporation logo with different colors. And what's crazy about all of this stuff, it's almost like we're starting to see the apocalypse without the zombies. I mean, it's the weirdest thing I've ever experienced in my lifetime in China, because this is a huge country with over a billion people, and pretty much the entire country is locked down now. And it's a major mess. I mean, 60 more passengers are now infected on the virus-laden Corona Princess cruise ship. You know, total is now 130 after only limited testing of those on board. And the problem that you have on these ships is the recirculation of the air. And it's unbelievably nasty, especially on the inside cabins. And if you don't have a back balcony, that's what a lot of people are out there standing on their balconies trying to get out of the recycled air. And the problem is, you say, well, I would just jump ship. I would tie a sheet together and go down the side or jump 50 feet and land in the water. I've jumped off of stuff that was 35 feet before. I mean, it's not fun. I guess it was when I was 15 or 16 years old. It wouldn't be now. But I would do it if I had to. The problem is they don't give you a passport. They take your passports on these trips. If you've ever been on an international cruise, they seize your passport upon entry. In other words, you can't hop ship. They do that for several reasons. Number one, they're a bunch of greedy weirdos who run these most of these cruise ships, and they, you know, they'll miss four ports of call, give you hair in your food, make your trip absolutely awful, and all of a sudden you complain to them. They say, well, we're going to give you $50 for your next cruise as a credit. You go, $50? Are you nuts? I don't want to ever go on your ship again for $50. And that's what they do. And they greedy because they don't want you leaving the ship and basically not paying your bill. So they hold your passport. They basically, you know, just, you know, kind of lock you up in the ship and won't let you out. So that's even when you go to the ports of call, they don't give you the passport unless they're throwing you off the boat. So this is the problem with the cruise ships that happened, that are happening right now. The government cases are now officially 40,000. Official death roll, death rates are raised to right under 900. And the exiled Chinese billionaire Miles Guo, G-U-O, says the Chinese government is lying, basically. And just in Wuhan, now listen to me, just in Wuhan, we have 49 crematories burning 1,200 bodies a day. And there's 1.5 million infected just in Wuhan and 50,000 dead. That's one city. That's what this guy is saying. And he said the crematories are working, you know, 24/7. And now the Chinese officials are confirming that this virus is airborne. And it's warning people to avoid gatherings like supermarkets. You know, Chinese government is now chaining families inside of their own homes, chasing them down on the road, handcuffing them, dragging them out of their apartments, and putting them to large detention facilities like sports stadiums, without any medical care, just to let them die. They're basically hospices, and they're trying to isolate it. We have a whole bunch of medical workers now that are dying and getting infected with this, and it's just absolutely awful. And the sad part about it is it's going everywhere. South Korea has now 27 confirmed cases. And again, this guy is saying that you're having 50,000 new coronavirus infections per day in China. Now remember, that's going to be geometric. It's going to be 50,000, then 100,000, then 200,000. It's going to go berserk. And it's pretty scary. It's scary enough that the WHO director general tweets that the WHO, now listen to me, this is really important. The World Health Organization is now mobilizing the UN. The blue helmets are coming. Yeah. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus sent out a tweet on Friday admitting that the United Nations is being mobilized. This means the UN troops are going to be hitting our shores and hitting the shores around the world and will rove in various police nations in the world, including the United States. He says they're mobilizing the full power of the UN, bringing together partners to support countries to respond to the coronavirus outbreak. Now, I don't really know what to say about this, but this is really, really bad. I mean, when you get the United Nations and the blue helmets coming in, these guys are sending in troops that aren't American citizens. If they tell you you have to leave your house and you say, no, I'm an American, they probably will force you by any means necessary, read between the lines. And it's bad. And so, you know, my thing is 5 to 6 right now as far as my warning, you know, with 10 being tape up your windows and don't leave the house. And, you know, 5 to 6 is getting pretty doggone high on what's happening right now with this thing with this coronavirus in the United States. Now, some other things have happened, too. They've been messing with the doggone weather so much that they brought a whole bunch of rain to Saudi Arabia and to different areas about in the world right now over in Africa. And you think, well, is that bad? Well, it is and it's not. You know, it makes the desert bloom, but it also has made a huge proliferation of locusts. And this is a real problem. We haven't talked about it on the show. And this locust thing is getting worse in Africa and Egypt right when they're planting the crops. It's like the worst locust outbreak in 100 years, and it's all because of the manipulation of the weather and the rain they put into the desert. And the sad part about all of this stuff is it's going to really cut back on the food production already in Africa and in the Middle East. It's going to lead to worldwide famine even more so in those areas, before the coronavirus even gets there. And when you have the people living in squalor like they do in Africa, once the coronavirus gets into that country, it's going to be unbelievable. I was in Kenya a few years ago, and we were visiting the Maasai tribesmen, and amazing group of people. Actually, they're incredible hunters, but they live in dung, D-U-N-G, like huts, houses made of poop. And when this thing hits over there, since there's so many areas in Africa that don't even have bathrooms, and it's transmitted through fecal material, and now it's airborne, it's going to run through Africa like a bunch of razor blades. So all I can do is tell you guys, you know, we've got our vitamin C back in stock. We've got our D3K2 back in stock. We've got our iodine back in stock. Load up. That's all I can tell you is load up. And, you know, get enough for your family. You probably have to get enough for your neighbors, too. I know that sounds awful, doesn't it? At least the neighbors you care about, then put a little humor into this. And just get everybody really built up from a immune system protocol. And wash your hands. Oh, dear Lord, please wash your hands. Rinse your hands off. When you go to the fuel pump and you put gas in your vehicle, go into the bathroom and wash your hands. You know, handle the pumps and get some disposable, those little plastic disposable gloves, and just throw them in the garbage. But do everything you possibly can not to handle surfaces that a lot of people have handled and that a lot of people have sneezed on and all this other kind of stuff. Just don't be doing that. Bathroom, toilets, we've talked about all this before. Wash your hands. And if you're going to go out into a public area, you know, if this stuff really hits, you're going to have to wear a mask. You have no choice. Right now, it hasn't really got to the United States yet that we know about. They're testing people. It's so funny, Austin. A couple of years ago, we had that Zika scam, total lie. It dealt with pesticides out of South America. And they were warning us we had people being diagnosed with Zika in South Florida and all this other kind of stuff. And everybody kind of just said, oh, my goodness, it's Zika. You and I both said, this is not real. It's fake news. And it was. It ended up being fake news. Now they're testing people in Florida for the coronavirus, and they're not giving us the results. They're not telling us if they have it or not. Now, why would they do that? Why would the state of Florida not tell you that we have people who are infected in our state with coronavirus? One word, tourists. They want tourists. And they want the money from the tourists coming down here. And they know if Disney decides to announce that it has coronavirus people at Disney World, Disney might as well shut the doors for a bit like they've already shut the Disneyland park over there in China. Just shut it down because nobody's going to go. I'm not going to go to Disney if I know they got coronavirus running around over there. I'm not going to go over there. I'm going to go to Disney anyhow. But the point is, guys, we've got to be really frosty right now because – they're not going to tell us in a lot of these areas that are high tourist areas, you know, what's going on because they're trying to – because after 9/11 happened, Disney Village with Sharon, I don't know if Austin was with me or not, I can't remember, and we went over there to go basically see what was happening at Disney World, and normally this is Disney Village, you know, downtown Disney, and normally this place is packed. I mean, it's packed bumper to bumper, wall to wall, no parking, no spot. They had the huge parking garage then, and Sharon and I, like five people were there. That was it. Gone. Finished. In fact, it got so bad that George Bush said, start going on vacation, go back to Disney World, because it's the major engine as far as economic productivity when you have these theme parks in Central Florida, people flying, driving, coming down here. In addition to that, guys, you know, we've got to think, do you really want to be on a cruise ship right now? I have some friends of mine who were scheduled to take a cruise across the Atlantic next month, and they said, we're done, we're out, we're not going. I'm like, I think that's a smart move. I mean, the cruise ships are floating petri dishes. They're horrible to be on. I've been on it before with the norovirus. I told you guys that story with projectile vomiting, and that was just that. That's not even fatal. That's just get sick. Guys, it's a major problem right now that we've got to look at that nobody wants to think about, especially in these tent cities in L.A. and San Francisco where they have no running water, no hygiene with poop everywhere in San Francisco now. This is some serious stuff, and at least we know that – you know, Trump has stopped the air traffic coming out of China, and now, like Austin said this morning, they're shutting down Shanghai and basically Beijing. I told you guys, and the Dow Jones is in a free fall right now. It's hundreds of points down already, and because everybody realizes the economic search engine of China, which supplies so many goods to the entire world, is going to be shut down for a bit. And when that happens, we don't have the products or the parts to manufacture stuff we make over here. I mean, even our distillation systems that we sell with our manufacturer, he gets a lot of his parts and stuff out of China. So he's gonna. So if you want a distiller, I suggest you get one now. We're not gonna have them anymore.
Let me clarify that real quick, bud. The 3200 models are already on back order. I actually got off the phone with him earlier, and the manufacturer for those, and that's exactly what's happening now. The model 4000 and the model 9000, we still do have those in stock. They're smaller units. They don't distill water quite as fast, but they're still great units. They're very compact. But the 3200, our very popular one, they're out. They're gone. He said right now he's looking at least 4 to 6 weeks before we can get them back in stock. And I'm not telling you guys that to spook anybody. I'm telling you this is what's about to start happening. Even Car and Driver, the car magazine, put out an article last week on the aspect that Hyundai now and Kia have shut down production at their three Korean factories because they can't get parts from China due to the shutdowns over there. They said that basically this is going to affect global vehicle production. BMW, Daimler, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Renault, Tesla, Toyota, Volkswagen, Volvo, the list goes on. They have this in the Car and Driver article because they say these cars aren't produced in China. You know, we don't make Fords in China, but you have these little parts like maybe an ECU that runs the vehicle or a wiring harness that runs your ECU or the wiring harness that goes to your power window mirrors or a headlight harness. There's all kinds of little parts that are outsourced, especially when you can have them produced significantly cheaper when you're producing these really high-end vehicles, and it's stuff that really doesn't have a massive impact on the car as long as it's decently made, so you can have it made in China dirt cheap. The problem is, if you don't have a wiring harness for an ECU, you can't produce any of the vehicle. You can put it all together, you can make it look cool, but the car doesn't run. Same thing if you don't have connections for the mirrors. If you start running out of all these specific parts on a vehicle, you might as well just shut down the factory because nothing's going to happen. You can't complete the vehicle. That's what they're saying now with all these vehicle manufacturers. They're like, okay, guess what, guys? We're taking a hiatus. We're going to take off 2 to 3 weeks now. Let's see what happens with it. And I warned everybody 2 weeks ago. I said, if this thing hits Shanghai and Shanghai basically quarantines the city, which from what I'm hearing right now, they're still allowing in and out traffic via the waterways, but they're heavily, heavily restricted and monitored right now. If this escalates any further, they're going to end up stopping all transportation out. And the problem is, they're already saying that it doesn't matter that the waterways are still open. Almost all the manufacturing in China now is on standby. It stopped. So all the parts that have pretty much been made, they're already shipped out and gone. There's nothing new in the pipeline. So we're not even seeing what's about to happen in the next 4 to 8 weeks right now. We're literally just starting to see the tiny, tiny, tiny tip of the iceberg sticking out of the water. But if you poke your head under the water, you're going to see this monstrosity of an iceberg. Because once this stuff starts catching up, if China continues this right now and doesn't produce any more products for another 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks, however long they have to do this, you're going to see such a shortage of parts for just about everything in production, including something like a fan motor. Because that's why I think on our model 3200, I think our fan motor is made over in China, and I think they have part of one of the stainless condensers on the back. You start having these metal products and these motor products that are just no longer produced. Now you have to start outsourcing them to other companies. Hope they fit. Hope you don't have any issues with them. Depending on the price that you're going to pay for them, as you think about it, say the motor that we use on the fan 3200 in China, it's completely out of stock now, which is what I'm being told. And now you say we go to a local manufacturer in the state of, or in the United States just in general. We say, hey, we need this motor produced. And they say, okay, we can make it for you. But obviously our parts here, it's going to be, you know, instead of $10 for this motor, it's going to be $40 for this motor. And we go, listen, we don't care. We need water distillers now. Okay, full production. Well, the problem is, we're not the only people that need that motor or anything with the likes of that motor from that manufacturer. So that manufacturer now starts getting 50, 60, 80, 100 phone calls a day for purchase orders for all these other little motors and parts. So he goes into full-blown manufacturing panic mode trying to produce everything he can. Well, when he starts doing that, he ends up getting rolls from certain areas that are coming out of China or backed by China. Then those go out of shortage. Now, he can't fill the orders from all the manufacturers. And you guys see, you understand, this is what happens. And this is how quickly you start having shortages. I personally believe the American immune system and the level of supplements and nutrients that we have access to, especially our listeners and everybody, I personally don't think this virus is going to be a full-blown pandemic in the United States. I don't think so. It doesn't appear like that. It appears contagious, but a lot of people that have gotten it here don't seem to be, they seem to be stable. They're not dying. However, that's completely different in China. But what nobody's really talking about is the global economic impact that's about to ensue on the entire markets. And if I was a banker, globalist Federal Reserve banker boy, that was lining the world up for a full-blown global economic meltdown, this is like a textbook perfect situation to occur, because now you can have the entire global economy collapse on itself and nobody even looks your way to blame you for it, even though we know the only reason right now the market is doing what it's doing, I've said this repeatedly, and now people are starting to catch on and understand what I'm saying. The only reason the Dow's pushed almost to 30,000 last week is because they're pumping in hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars a week in repo loans right now. The massive amount of liquidity that they're trying to produce in the market to make it appear that it's stable is astronomical. It's never been done before in history that I know of. And the other thing everybody needs to look at, if you don't believe this is something that's going to occur very, very soon, all you have to do is look at history. If you start looking at what's occurred in the past, you find out real quick that there's something else that basically is about to happen soon. Remember, the massive blowout in 1929. I mean, full-blown Great Depression, boom. Then we had basically World War II happen. That massively increased the economy. Then we basically had went into doggone Vietnam and had that whole debacle. Well, as soon as that whole thing basically started to come to a close and we no longer could really go into another war again, you had a massive market crash in 73. Then you had the next one in 87. Then you had the next one in .com in 99 and 2000. Then we had the next one in 2007, 2008. Do you see the trend that's been going on now for the last 50 years? 2007, 2008 was the last big one. We're at 2020. They usually run on about a 10 to 12 year curve. We are right at the precipice. So best believe, if you're getting prepped for something right now, it's a good reason why. And that's why I've been telling everybody, make sure you guys understand what's about to happen and don't be living in this little frivolous fairy tale land, because there is something very, very real that's happening. And especially when we're starting to see how contagious this is. For example, the Grand Hyatt in Singapore, if you guys have followed that at all, they have now reported that they now have 17 confirmed cases from that Grand Hyatt conference 2 weeks ago. Here's the problem with this. Now they've already found that one of those individuals in the Grand Hyatt infected his sister and his mother-in-law back home. Now we're finding out that one of the individuals also at the Grand Hyatt went to the ski resort in France, and now they're reporting that seven people at that ski resort in France have now confirmed they've contracted the virus. And they basically have gone back. Five of them were diagnosed in France, one of them was diagnosed in Britain, and the other one was just diagnosed in Spain. This is spreading very quickly now. And now I don't know as far as what the death toll is going to be with individuals that are basically getting this down the line. I'm praying and hoping that most people's immune system can kick on. But we're not being told, guys, what the truth is going on. They're telling us there's like 900 deaths in China total now, 900. But they're shutting down Shanghai and Beijing. I told you when they shut down Disney Shanghai, there was something very, very real going on over there, because they would never shut down Disney World in Shanghai with the billions of dollars that it generates every year. They'd never do it unless there was something big going on. So just be aware of what's going on. Have preps in place. Make sure, again, you have some stacked up food and water. You got your ammunition. You got some mags. You got some guns. You got everything rolling. And the poor individuals in Virginia now are having to deal with this blowback. If everybody saw also, too, I think the House Committee or the Senate Judiciary Committee, I'll have to pull it up in a second, they basically passed all those bills, including a full-blown magazine ban, the end of last week. And the governor's not signed it yet, but part of that, I was reading through all of it. All this is going on under the cloak of this virus. And that's something you have to understand, too, is while everybody's looking at this virus, I'm reporting on it because I want you guys to know it's serious. But on the other hand, too, there's a whole lot of other stuff that's going on. They did a 12-round magazine ban in Virginia now in these bills that they just signed and basically or they passed, I should say. Meaning, in a state, it is a sixth-degree felony if you are caught in possession or trying to sell any magazine that carries more than 12 rounds of ammunition. This is a big deal in Virginia, guys, and nobody's talking about it. Now, all of a sudden, we have the WHO saying that we're going to bring the United Nations in to help all these different countries that are going on with what's happening right now. This is something we need to be very, very, very aware of and make sure you look at what's going on behind the scenes, because this is a perfect time for these globalist boys to try to push stuff underneath the covers when nobody's looking and everybody's focused on the virus. That's my take on it, Deb.
You know, Austin, I can't even say it any more clearly than you did. Now, here's what's also interesting. There's more receptor sites for the coronavirus in the lungs of Chinese than there are in Caucasians. And so, you know, like you said, we hope and pray that it doesn't go through us as quick as it does over there, but we have a higher survival rate. But right now, if you're looking at 1 billion people getting infected, which is, you know, two-thirds of the population of China, and you're looking at an 83% infection rate out of the two-thirds and then 15% death rate, you know, you're looking at, a billion would be 830 million, and then 15% of that would be 120 million dead, which is about twice as what the pandemic was of the flu back in the 1918s. Now, that's just off the top of my head. I'm not saying those are my projections, nor I believe that's going to happen. I'm just saying that those are just the numbers that you're looking at, and I have to assume that they're going to do something better than that, for heaven's sakes. By the way, Arab media is now accusing the United States and Israel of the coronavirus being released against China. It says one report claimed that it was no coincidence that the coronavirus was largely absent from the U.S. and Israel. It says numerous reports in the Arab press have accused the U.S. and Israel of being behind the creation and spread of the deadly coronavirus as part of an economic and psychological war against China, the Middle East media research reported. One report in the Saudi Daily newspaper claimed that it was no coincidence the coronavirus was absent from the U.S. and Israel. And it also says a wonder virus was discovered yesterday in China. Tomorrow will be discovered in Egypt, but it will not be discovered either today, tomorrow, or day after that in the U.S. or Israel. Now, I don't know why they're saying this, because we do have it in the United States. I'm not sure about Israel. But I just thought it was interesting that they are already tying it back together, you know, with the weapons systems protocols. See, what folks don't want to talk about is that the biotech and the weapons and the bioresearch in Israel is like the best in the world. It's like it is in the United States. And that's why we have to understand that they're looking at it as though something's happened and this is coming in again from the West, basically doing this to the rest of the world, almost as a sabotage against the economic search engine that is China, primarily because China, I guess, doesn't want to cooperate and they want to whatever. I don't know. You have to figure it out. I can't really answer all of this stuff because we're just dealing with speculation now. All I know is this, is that the media last week was running around saying, oh, this is no big deal. This doesn't mean anything. We're fine now. Nothing to see here. Move on. And now we've got crematoriums running, you know, thousands of bodies a day in Wuhan. I mean, this is crazy. And quite frankly, guys, we got to stay prep for this one, Austin. What do you think?
That's well said. I mean, there's even an article that came out from the Daily Mail this morning essentially discussing the signature, the heat signature, and also the amount of sulfur dioxide emissions that are coming out of Wuhan. This is interesting. They basically did a full-blown thermal scan of it, and one map from a Czech-based weather service, Windy.com, showed sulfur dioxide levels in Wuhan at a staggering 1,350 micrograms per cubic meter over the weekend. For comparison, even the World Health Organization, what they allow, says a dosage of 500 micrograms per cubic meter should should not ever be exceeded by human consumption for more than 10 minutes. Basically, it's unbelievably toxic. They're showing that these numbers are almost four times that, actually almost three times that, and they were like that consistently over the whole weekend. I said sulfur dioxide is basically something that is put out when bodies are cremated along with other pollutants, including nitrogen oxides. Now, whether or not this means they're cremating this many bodies, I don't know. But when you start hearing the warnings of individuals inside China, they're saying that they're cremating thousands of bodies a day, and now you're seeing these thermal images and the sulfur dioxide images over Wuhan, and it's just unprecedented anywhere in the world the level of sulfur dioxide is being polluted out of this one area in the city that's allegedly shut down. There's no manufacturing going on there right now. There's no plants open. There's nothing going on. But there's one massive spot right in the middle on the satellite image right there in Wuhan where this thing is just unprecedented amount of signature of sulfur dioxide. Now, you start cremating a couple bodies a day here and there, you know, 10, 20 bodies a day here and there. I don't believe you're going to put out that level of sulfur dioxide. Now, you start putting out thousands of bodies a day, you're going to put out some serious numbers, and that just appears to be what's going on. But also, too, in other news, this is something that I found interesting, is the mainstream media loves to ignore anything that occurs when it happens to conservatives or Trump supporters or conservatives. Over the weekend in Florida, this is interesting, six Trump supporters were attacked in the parking lot of Jacksonville of a Florida Walmart in the afternoon around 3:50 when a man in his 20s plowed his car through the voter registration tent at a Trump support, according to local sheriffs. They said it happened so quickly. There are basically six people standing there. The man drove through the tent, then stopped, took a video, flipped off the Republicans, and then began to drive off. Law enforcement was able to catch him and arrest him. He was charged with aggravated assault, criminal mischief, and driving on a suspended license. And what's interesting about this, luckily nobody was severely injured in the situation. But what's interesting about this, if you would have seen something like this happen, say a Trump supporter got his car and ran through a Hillary, you know, tent registration thing or anything of that sort, it would have been all over mainstream news, every single mainstream media outlet. They would have been talking about left and right how violent we are, how belligerent we are, how horrible we are, how Trump supporters and Republicans all need to be basically completely and totally arrested and shut down for their violent rhetoric. This is what they do every single time. Any incident happens. This happens up in Jacksonville. Nobody cares about anything. Everybody's like, oh, what are you talking about? That didn't happen. That didn't occur. Oh, no. We don't know anything about that. And so it's just interesting to see when you see the difference in how controlled the media is and what they will show and what they won't show, and how if it doesn't fit their narrative, there's literally crickets when it comes out, because nobody is going to talk about anything when it comes to that if it doesn't go along with the narrative. So just something I would bring up on that, Dad. And also, too, you know, what? And I just want to kind of touch base on something real quickly here. Remember, these bankers, the feds, all these guys, they're going to try to manipulate the general population into believing everything is okay for as long as they can. Keep spending your money. Keep buying your vehicles. Keep going out and financing everything. Keep running up your credit cards. Keep buying. These guys are so greedy, and this is how sadistic these individuals are, a lot of these bankers at the top, as sick as they are. They would rather keep everybody spending as much money as possible while making sure everybody's in the dark about the truth for as long as possible in order to get as much money as they can out of the markets before everything goes to crap. Because they don't care if people are prepared. They don't care if people know the truth. They simply want to collect every single dollar they can. And that's why I've been saying with the stock market, I've been out of the markets for a while now. Just about everybody I know that's educated and is wealthy has already told me they're either massively hedged or they're starting to pull out of the markets right now too. Well, I'm hearing that from numerous sources, and just about everybody I know that's educated is telling me the same thing. How in the world does the market keep going up? I mean, how in the world do you have Kia shutting down production, Hyundai shutting down production, multiple car manufacturers now, according to Car and Driver, are not going to be able to produce a whole boatload of vehicles now with China and Shanghai going down. And yet, the market's still even floating anywhere near where it is, and it hasn't dropped, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5,000 points in one day. Why? Because these guys are keeping everybody sucked into the market as long as they can, and like just like they did with Bitcoin, when they want to pull the plunger on the giant vacuum cleaner and suck the entire air out of the market, they're going to do so and become even insanely more wealthy than they already are. And it's so crazy because when you deal with some of these banker boys, and they're worth into hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars, it's never enough with them. The greed knows no bounds. I mean, it almost boggles my mind sometimes to see this, but you have to understand who you're dealing with and what we are actually fighting against right now, because it is imperative that everybody gets this information out there. Again, don't live in a spirit of fear. Live in a spirit of love and of sound mind and preparedness. Don't go running around, oh my gosh, the sky is falling, we have an asteroid hitting now, and we're going to have an earthquake here. Something's happened. Call it out for what it is. But don't live in panic and don't live in fear. Just get prepared. That way, if anything happens, you've already got option A, B, C, and D already lined up for what's going on, and it really, in general, isn't going to affect you significantly if you have the right products to keep your immune system, if you're in good shape and you exercise regularly, if you have some stored food and some stored water, if you have proper defensive measures where you need to have them. Just have these things on tap, and don't be so worried right now about, oh, I need to get this or buy this new thing or buy that new thing. Live within your means and maintain your finances right now, because in my opinion, this is the last time you want to be frivolously wasting money. What I'm seeing these markets doing and what everybody's telling me, we are literally standing on the edge of the cliff and the rocks and gravel starting to break out from underneath everything in the economy, and everybody's trying to pretend in the markets that, oh, it's cool. Everybody just keep buy, consume. My opinion, back off on everything right now. Start putting money or storing cash or gold or silver and putting money in things that you can actually use that are real, like food, water, supplements, guns, ammo, security, preps, that sort of thing. That's my take on that, Deb.
Well, it reminds me of the movie with John Carpenter, They Live, in which the guy puts on these glasses and all of a sudden he sees these demons, which is what we'd call them. I guess they called them aliens in the movie. I don't know what they are, but they had inhabited the bodies of these so many of the people there, and they were living amongst us, which is probably true too. And the crazy part about it is that there were subliminal messages everywhere. You know, obey, you know, and, you know, think about this for a second. When they played the Star Spangled Banner back in the 60s, before it went off the show, when the TV went off the show every night, they played the Star Spangled Banner, and subliminally on the screen, they were saying, obey, listen, trust your government. They were putting subliminal messages. Guys, I'm not making this up. You can look it up. They're putting subliminal messages on the TV screen. Now, what is a subliminal message? It's a message that flashes so quickly that you don't see it with your conscious mind, but your subconscious mind picks it up. And so all of a sudden, it's like, you know, listen to the government, obey, buy, purchase. And they were saying all of this stuff, just like in the John Carpenter movie, and they were doing it to us on purpose. This is the group of people, the Kabbalists, the Luciferians, the Sabbateans, the group that runs the money handlers, the Babylonian money magic that we talked about in depth last Thursday. If you missed that show, please listen to that show last Thursday and listen to who really runs the planet and what they're doing and what their goal is for you and what's in store for you. This is that group. This is why it's like Austin said, some of these guys are trillionaires, like the Rothschilds. They're literally trillionaires. They own the reserve currency from all of these different countries. They've loaned it to these countries. They literally are the managers of this reserve currency. It's all loaned on debt. They're literally trillionaires. And it's not enough. They can buy islands. They can buy countries. They can buy all the whores they want. I mean, gosh, it's a bunch of sickos. Buy all the children they want, all the pedophiles they want. I mean, these guys, that's why it turned into the giant death satanic sex cult that we talked about when I did the show on the Kabbalah. But it's not enough, because they have to, their goal is the goal of Lucifer, total dominion of the planet, to enslave everyone, to make everyone's thought evil all of the time. That's the goal. And when a person's financially stable, when a person has a few dollars in the bank, and if they miss 6 months or a year of work, they don't have to do anything and they're not going to be struggling to eat, when they have that, it allows them freedom to make decisions and make choices. The Kabbalists don't want that. The Luciferians, the Babylonian money changers, they don't want that. They want everybody to be so in debt that they have to come to them, and they're going to be beholden to the government. That's what all these food subsidy programs are all about. That's what all of these handouts are all about. That's what all of these drugs are all about. It's all about enslaving as many people as they possibly can. Hence, they continue to push the narrative. The stock market is still stable, though it's down hundreds of points at the end of last week, hundreds of points today already, and it's going to go into, like Austin said, if they stop the repo loans, it's going to drop 1,000 points a day. It's going to just keep dropping 1,000 points a day, 1,000 points a day, 1,000 points a day, 1,000 points a day, and it'll be done. Just exactly like they do with Bitcoin. And this is all they have. Everything's controlled. It's all a giant psychop. And these guys telling you, well, you got a tornado going to hit here, or you got a asteroid going to hit here, or you got a tidal wave going to hit here, or you got an earthquake that's going to hit here. All of this stuff are psychops. Okay? Because they give datelines 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road. They'll be retired or dead by then. They'll never be called out for not having it happen. And they give you these crazy stings. And they quote people online, and they say things that people say that can't be vetted. They can't be vetted. I mean, you can't find more than one source saying this crazy stuff. And you say, well, this guy's a known FBI informant. It's on his Wikipedia page. He said he worked for the FBI when they arrested him for threatening to kill a judge. But let's go ahead and put his website up on our website and quote him. Or they go out with programs like other websites that are known scam websites, and they post them on their websites. And you think, why are they doing this? Why are they doing this? It's about clicks, guys. It's about clicks. This is why Health Masters doesn't have any advertisers on our website. All right? Because if you have advertisers, the advertising rates are based on click rates. So in other words, they go to Alexa and they find out how many clicks you have, how long people stay on your website, and what your web ranking is. That's how they base the advertising in their models. So if you do a banner ad on their website, then basically you got to pay them X amount of hundreds or thousands of dollars a month based on how many clicks they get. So what they do, they have these constant clickbait headlines that people click on, click on, click on, click on, click on. They send it to their friends, they click on it. But it doesn't mean that particular headline is based in reality. That's what it boils down to. That's why we will not, and I'm not planning on ever, putting anybody on our website for paid advertising, because I'm not going to be part of that. I'm not going to be part of it. And this is what you've got to ask yourself a question. Again, I'm going to say it again. Listen to me, please. You guys are my friends. I prayed for you today. It's my privilege to do that. If they're not talking about the Third Temple, if they're not talking about the Kabbalists, if they're not talking about the Luciferians, if they're not talking about Babylonian money magic in the Federal Reserve Banks and the Rothschilds, okay, they're not talking about the Balfour Declaration and Zionism and Palestinian issue. They're not talking to you about that stuff, which is the real crux of most of these issues. You got to ask yourself a question. What else are they not telling you? We talk about all that stuff on the show because we know that you want to hear it. That's why our numbers are so big now. Because we know that we're telling you guys the truth. You know we are. And you know that's why I told you guys a couple weeks ago, you need to get some C, some D3, and some iodine. You're going to buy it anyhow. You might as well have it in stock. Have it available. Start taking it right now. These are very inexpensive supplements right now, and they're very easy to obtain right now. We got our inventory back in stock on this stuff. And I've never told you guys that before. I've never told you need to buy this. I just say, well, you know, maybe good for reducing the risk of the flu, that kind of stuff. I'm telling you now, you need to get it. And this is why so many of you ordered these products from us, because we don't do that. We don't fearmonger. We don't do that. I tell you, this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, and I will be glad in it. I will commit my plans unto the Lord, and they will succeed. I tell you that trust in God Almighty. I read you Psalms 91, that the plague shall not come to you. They will fall at your side, but this will not touch you. I believe that with all of you guys listening today. If you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, if you're praying, if you're prayed up, if you're eating clean, you're staying off the sugar, all of this stuff, which was already given to those people in the Old Testament when Psalm 91 was read and was written, they were already not eating pork, okay? They were already eating healthy foods because they didn't have junk food back then, okay? And all of this stuff is so important to understand that you have to have a functioning immune system. But let's change subjects. White House fires Alexander Vindman from the NSC. Which I think is absolutely wonderful. I'm glad they did that. The U.S. Army spokesperson on Friday said that Vindman brothers have been reassigned to the Department of the Army after their removal from the White House's National Security Council. Now, I am really happy this happened. These guys are just turncoats. Alexander Vindman was a key witness in the House Democrats' partisan impeachment inquiry. He's also a communist. He was fired from the National Security Council and escorted out of the White House on Friday. I'm so glad Trump did that. Vindman's attorney, David Pressman, confirmed his client's termination and subsequent removal from the White House. Today, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Lowlife Vindman, was escorted out of the White House where he did not serve his country, and his president did not. He has, so having spoken publicly once and only pursuant to a subpoena from the United States Congress, Pressman said in a statement. So, guys, this was some crazy stuff that happened with this impeachment stuff. And I told you that I wasn't going to cover a bunch of it because I wasn't going to put you guys through it because it was never going to happen. They were never going to take Trump out of office because they did not have the votes in the Senate. By the way, back to the coronavirus, 9 members of the same family confirmed with disease in Hong Kong after sharing a hotspot for their Wi-Fi and a barbecue meal. 9 of the 10 cases on Sunday had been to a family gathering on January 26th at the Lento Party Room in Kwantung. Health authorities warned of major difficulties in tracing possible virus carriers because some might not only show mild flu-like symptoms at an early stage. So, guys, this stuff in the Far East has gone airborne. So this is a major problem because of all the people who can be communicable with everyone else and not even be aware of it. My favorite video from an ironic standpoint, as in the worst I saw and most horrible thing I've ever seen this past weekend, besides the people being dragged out of their homes and chained to their houses and they're being boarded up inside of their houses, was this. When two guys come walking through an airplane in full hazmat suits with thermometers, and the stewardess says, before they come in, what you're about to see is not nearly as bad as it appears. And I thought to myself, okay. And the guy's videotaping, and here comes two guys in two big blue hazmat suits checking people's temperatures before they leave on the airplane. And then, of course, one person gets taken off the plane, and I think to myself, not as bad as it appears? Well, it appeared pretty doggone bad. I mean, what does that even mean? People come in on hazmat suits on an airplane? Like, my response is, okay, they took somebody off. That means he's probably got this coronavirus. He's probably shedding the virus on the plane in the air. Now they're taking him off to check him out, and I'm still on his stinking plane breathing his air. That's a problem. Okay, guys, this is a major issue. So, guys, stay frosty. Stay out of really public areas with a lot of people in them right now, and make sure, I told you this earlier, wash your hands, Austin. What do you think?
Wash your hands always. I mean, that's just a that's one of those things that, I mean, it's super crucial. And the swabbing your nose with colloidal silver, that's something that I know you talk about all the time. That's really well. And again, I keep reiterating this. I'm going to keep reiterating it over and over and over again. Don't be going to huge mass public areas right now, especially that have massive amounts of traffic from global areas, such as Disney World, such as huge stadium areas, areas that you're basically confined to with people around you that you have no idea where they're from and there's no controlled exposure whatsoever, meaning you're not going to a local restaurant in your town where you know where everybody is, you know majority of people there, you know what's going on. You're going to an area that has a massive chance that somebody's been exposed to it. Just something to kind of think about. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting because we talk about omega-3 fats on a regular basis, but Norwegian University of Science and Technology now did a research study, and they found that roughly 70% of people in the research study lack omega-3 fatty acids, meaning they were omega-3 deficient. They said basically, essentially, with the fish stocks worldwide decreasing and a lot of them dying off, the growing population is eating less and less fish. So the researchers focused on two particular omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, because they're the main two of fatty acids that are both essential and in limited supply in the body. They said when we looked at how EPA and DHA are produced and consumed in humans in the ocean, we found that around 70% of the world's population does not get what they need as far as omega-3 fats, and this can have far-reaching health consequences, said Helen Hamilton, the first author of the paper. And the biggest thing that I tell people all this is why I'm always so adamant about taking omega-3 fats every single day. Whether or not you want to use cod liver oil or the krill oil, regardless, get a lot of fats in. I know a lot of people say, well, I eat fish all the time, this and that. Well, that's great. If you eat a lot of clean, wild-caught fish, you probably get a decent amount of omega-3 fats. The problem is, majority of people I know don't eat wild-caught salmon on a super regular basis. They just don't do it. A, it's gotten so expensive now, and B, it's just something that it's getting harder and harder to find because majority of the ones you go to find, because I love wild-caught salmon, by the way. I love it. But it's getting harder and harder to find it because almost every time you go out and try and find it, majority of the time it is farm-raised. Farm-raised is like the absolute worst kind of fish you can possibly put in your body. In most cases, these fish basically sit in essentially what looks like a retention pond. And they are born in it, they grow in it, they breed in it, they live in it, they swim in it. The filtration system is far from even decent at best. And so essentially what these fish do is they swim around in circles in this retention pond and just eat and filter all of their poop all day. Just make it kind of clear what they do. They're basically fed like cheap fish food they drop in the water. That's why salmon that are wild caught always are pink because of their color as far as what they eat with a lot of the external nutrients and antioxidants and everything else. When you have them that basically are raised in the ponds, they're always like yellow. I mean, they look very unhealthy meat, so they have to dye them pink to make them decent. And you're eating all of those toxins, all of that nasty that's in them on them. So just, again, don't touch as far as farm-raised fish ever. And if you need to add omega-3 fats, the cod liver oil is great. The Norwegian omega-3 capsules we have are great. The Himalaya formula we have is also great. That's our krill oil with a very high dose of xanthosin. The phospholipid omega-3, which has been one of the only omega-3s that's shown to be permeable as far as it permeates through the blood-brain barrier, and it's water and fat-soluble. Incredible product. Very, very, very good health benefits from it, and that's something we do have back in stock right now. So that's something I encourage a lot of people. If you're looking at omega-3 fats, add that one into your protocol because it can really, really have some health benefits as so many people are becoming more and more omega-3 fatty acid deficient, and in my opinion, I think this is partially, at least partially, contributing to a lot of cognitive and mental health problems that are going on globally, with more and more people having depression, more and more people having issues as far as with clarity, mental thought. And some of that comes down to omega-3 fat deficiency. Now, there can be other toxins that are in your diet, medications. Obviously, those can cause issues. But it really increasing the omega-3 fats, great for the heart, great for the cholesterol, great for the brain, really good for the joints as well. Really helps mobility, keeps lubrication of the joints. Omega-3 fats almost act as like WD-40 for your joints. That's why I can tell if I ever run out or I miss it for a couple days and I'm in the gym, I always have more just joint creakiness and inflammation in my joints than I do when I regularly take it, because the omega-3 fats are also a very good anti-inflammatory in the joints. So I want to kind of just add that in there. When I saw this research study, we're seeing more and more that people all around the globe are having deficiencies in so many different nutrients, and now including omega-3 fats, and D3 is another huge one that's massively deficient in.
Also, remember, if you're pregnant, the last trimester, take a lot of D3. It'll massively increase the IQ score of your child. And if you don't take it, it'll cause you to have a high probability of coming down with postpartum depression, because the body will pull it out of your brain to give it to the child's brain development. And Austin, you straight called it. The Dow Jones beginning of our show was down almost 300 points. It's up 95 points right now. It had almost a 400-point spread when they started throwing the money back in. I mean, Europe, the FTSE was down, the DAX was down, the stocks 80 was down. In Asia, I'm pulling it up right now off Kitco. Asia, the Nike was down 142, then the Hang Seng was down 175, but not us, buddy. We're up. I mean, unbelievable how we are continuing to prop up the stock market with the Federal Reserve Bank inflating everything. What a mess. Guys, I love you. Thank you, Jesus, that I believe in Christ and that I have a relationship with Him, and I realize that I can give everything to Him and put everything in His hands, and He has carried my burden for me. Guys, I love you so much, and I appreciate you. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Remember, this is the day the Lord hath made, and we shall be glad, and we shall be blessed in it. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Awesome finisher up.
Absolutely, guys. And please be sure, if you need anything, including the Ultimate Multiple Chewables, they are now back in stock. We are a little delayed on their last manufacturing batch. We have a brand new batch of the Ultimate Multiple Chewable as a very popular product that a lot of people have grown to love, even adults. It's just our Ultimate Multiple formula and a chewable as far as administration. And what it does is it tastes really good. It tastes almost like the old Sweet Tarts, but it's actually really healthy for you. And it's an easy way to get your kids to take them. My children love them. They take them all the time, you know, 1, 2, 3 tabs a day, depending on the size, weight of your child. But you throw those in, and I try to tell people, keep it simple. The Ultimate Multiple Chewable and the Children's DHA, which are basically naturally flavored strawberry cod liver oil. It's best to take it in liquid form. You put it in a teaspoon, they take it. Or you can use the little gel capsules that they can chew up. Just understand the gel capsules. You got to make sure that your child knows how to chew because you don't want to have a choking issue with that. But those two things right there, I have seen incredible results for children as far as when it comes to focus, when it comes to ADHD symptoms, when it comes to basically being healthier. The Ultimate Multiple Chewable, which has just everything in it, our Ultimate Multiple, and the omega-3 fats. Those two in and of itself can make a huge role. And again, if the child's trying to maintain a healthy immune system, you can use a little bit of the vitamin C in a little cocktail and, you know, put it in a little dropper form, and also the D3 liquid that we have. And that's what Lana does. She'll open up a little bit of the Excellent C capsule, put it in a little bit of water, put a couple drops of the vitamin D in it, and then kind of mix it up into basically a little, you know, a little tincture, and then give them little droppers of it. So they're getting a vitamin C dose and a D3 dose at the same time, and then they can have their cod and omega or Ultimate Multiple Chewable. So just something we do that works really good and makes it really easy and something that they enjoy. Be sure to check out the website if you want to see any specials. We have some stuff coming up now very soon, including the Magnesium Brain Food, which is on super sale right now. Really, really, really popular product. And also be sure to vote for what you want to see win product of the week over this week right now, including the GHI Cleanse is up there, the Purple Sticks, the Beet Juice Powder. So be sure to get on the website and vote for what you want to see win at healthmasters.com. Please have a blessed, safe, awesome night. Stay sharp, stay awake, and again, just stay in a level of preparedness and of peace and of love and of sound mind. Keep your thoughts clear, but keep your mind tight on everything that's going on and understand what's happening around us and just prepare accordingly for it. So again, thank you. Have an awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.